from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit with the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Be ready for your next afternoon vacation with Beak Breaker Tropical. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Yes, indeed. At 8 a.m. Daily Ticker, brought to you in the fan by our great friends at Pelican Brewing. Visit PelicanBrewing.com for more details on locations, events, and award-winning beers independently brewed since 96. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. A lot to get to in the final hour, but we started with our good friend Keith Smith, contributor to SpoTrack, the front office show, does great content for them. They had a good show a couple nights ago. Find him on Twitter, at Keith Smith, NBA national NBA guy. Keith, good morning. How we doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
I know you dove into the Tatum debate, but what did you make of their 26-point victory of Serbia? I was rather impressed. I thought Serbia would push them the entire way, and for them to kind of break apart from the Serbs and win that game, I thought was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's great to see them have this sense of, all right, we need to put the hammer down now and finish these guys off. And that's good to see, because sometimes what's been a struggle for Team USA is if they don't blow somebody out early, they let teams hang around, and then all of a sudden they find themselves in a game that they didn't really expect to be in down the line. So that's a really good start for them. You know, I think they played even, as the stats out there, I think everybody's seen it probably by now, but they were even when Jokic was on the floor. But he's not going to play every minute of every game, and they were able to blow him out when he didn't play. So that was big. So now we'll see if they meet him again, you know, if that's something they can kind of take forward from there. But, you know, for as it stands right now, they're looking pretty good moving into the second game.
Well, Keith, I wanted to bring you on to talk some off-season stuff. And our Blazers are not at the top of the conversation chart for a lot of people throughout the country. And I understand why. They're in a tanking spot. They're clearly trying to get a good pick in the 25 draft. And they're rebuilding post the Dame era. Now, you've given some thoughts on Jeremy Grant. I'm curious to pick your brain on Ant Simons. Before, though, I get to that, they signed Devontae Graham. Seems like it's a non-guaranteed camp invite type deal. They've got full roster already, so a lot of people are wondering, nothing burger or Brian Windhorst fingers up. Now, why would they do that? How often, Keith, you were probably doing this before he created that image, because I think a lot of us covering the NBA or follow the NBA have been doing that. But he kind of encapsulated the whole thing with that image. When you see a signing like that, do you instantly do that? Or do you just see and say, Blazers have a full roster, camp invite only, non-guaranteed deal, nothing burger? How do you interpret moves like that to different teams?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think normally I kind of shrug and move on to the next thing. But in this case, Devontae Graham's a veteran guy. So guys like him, now it has become more common in recent years that guys like him will go to training camp with teams without a guarantee or a partially guaranteed deal and try to kind of fight their way onto the roster. But it used to be for years that players wouldn't do that. If they were a veteran guy, it was either, hey, you're going to give me money or I'm not coming in. Now, what was a little bit different here is we know the Blazers are kind of an incomplete roster right now in terms of being finished with their offseason moves. They moved Malcolm Brogdon, but it's always felt like, all right, there's more to come. They've still got too many centers. They've got Jeremy Grant in the fold. They have, you know, right now still maybe one guard too many. Matisse Thybulle is, you know, he's their best defender, but, you know, that's kind of like having a great closer on a bad baseball team. Like, what's kind of the point of that? So I feel like this could be one where it is, hey, we're going to bring Devontae Graham in because we don't want to have nothing but kids on the roster if we make another trade or two. But let's see what it looks like. Then that way, we've already got him in the fold if we want to keep him around if we do make further moves. So that part raised my eyebrow a little bit.
Keith Smith on Twitter, at Keith Smith NBA, Spotrac, front office show. You can catch him on Twitter and catch the YouTube show. They do a great job over there. You talked about Jeremy Grant a little bit on the last episode. The Lakers, there's a big rumor mill, like it's no secret here that they want to trade Jeremy Grant. He is a veteran under contract. Numbers, you know, shooting splits and scoring average is not bad. I don't know where I'd rank him defensively, and he doesn't really rebound. I think it'd be hilariously bad business for the Lakers to trade two firsts for Jeremy Grant. I thought you put it really well and said, does Jeremy Grant really make you that much better than what Rui Hachimura makes you? And I'm listening to this going, no, not in the Western Conference. No, Jeremy Grant does not change your circumstance a whole lot more than Rui Hachimura. Where are you at on the Lakers dealing two firsts potentially for Jeremy Grant? Do you think that's honestly realistic? Or do you think it'd be more player salary filler with maybe one pick attached to it?
So I got to answer that kind of two ways. Okay. Right now, I think that would be a massive overpay. I think that's just not what they should be doing if you're the Lakers. And again, let me clarify for maybe those who didn't get a chance to see the show.
Yeah.
Jeremy Grant's a better player than Rui Hachimura.
Yes.
I don't want anybody jumping at me suggesting otherwise. But the reality is, both of those guys are the fourth or fifth option for this Lakers team. And that's where it becomes, all right, well, is he that big of an upgrade as a fourth or fifth option for the Lakers? That's where it starts to get crazy, because these two first-round picks are kind of the last real assets that the Lakers have to move that would be actually tradable. Because somebody will say, well, what about Anthony Davis? Sure, but they're not going to trade him. So, so if what they would trade, it becomes those two picks. So that's where you got to be kind of really careful if you're the Lakers side, with this. Now, what I will say is, they've done comparatively nothing this offseason. They lost Spencer Dinwiddie and Torian Prince. They replaced them with Dalton Knecht and Bronny James in the draft, and that's it. That is the sum total of their 15-man standard contract move so far. And trust me, Lakers fans, they've been chirping about it every single moment they have a chance. So that's where you may see they could get desperate kind of coming down the line here and saying, all right, you know what, we got to do something. And that's where maybe Portland can get a little bit of an overpay and get that second pick out of them. And if Portland can do that, so much the better for them.
How much of his contract is limiting him being moved? And kind of a piggybacking onto that question, a two-parter for you here. I'm fascinated of, you don't want to lose a trade. I certainly understand the thinking of that. But balancing, like, is it smart to have Jeremy Grant on the Blazers next year? Or is it like we should be turning over a new leaf and so don't take a crap deal, but maybe it's not the greatest? I'm just curious how you balance having a veteran on this roster the way Jeremy Grant is, and how much of his contract maybe limits them moving him, at least in the offseason going into this year.
Yeah, so here's the challenge. I don't think the salary numbers are anything too crazy for Jeremy Grant. not with where salaries have gone in the league. He's well below a maximum salary for his years of service. So that's where I think, you know, people, that part of that is just the sticker shock of having to adjust to, hey, yeah, we are in a whole new world salary-wise. But it's the years. It's the 4 years left. That's where it starts to be. All right, when we're a plus $30 million for a guy who's going to be in his early 30s, what teams can afford that? What teams can have the cap sheet that can, you know, support a deal like that? That's where it starts to get a little messy. So I think what we're going to see here with Portland is they're probably going to have some struggles. Now, you're absolutely right. You don't make a trade just to make a trade. That would be a bad decision. And there will be teams that at some point are going to say, you know what, we need a forward. It doesn't matter, you know, the contract. If we can make a deal, we got to make a deal. Let's get this done. And that's where I think Portland can afford to be a little bit patient here. You don't need to make a move today, tomorrow. I mean, heck, they didn't make their moves last year until we're on the eve of training camp. So they could do that. But I think the idea is what you want to be cautious of is if you're really hoping, all right, we want to, you know, start pushing as many minutes to the young guys as we can. You don't want to put a veteran in a place where it is, hey, we're just going to sit you with, at that point, 3 years left, three full years left on your deal. Like, that doesn't look good and it doesn't feel good for anybody. So that's the balance that the front office and coaching staff has to find.
It's the Daily Ticker.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Brought to you in the fan by Pelican Brewing. We're talking with Keith Smith of SpoTrack and the front office show on Twitter, at Keith Smith. NBA. I want to ask you an Ant Simons question before we get you off, but I do want to get your thoughts. They traded for Denny Avdia on draft night, and they moved Dame Lillard last year. They've had some working parts. They've got more veterans that people think they're going to move on from. What's your assessment, even if it's a relatively early one, what is your assessment of Joe Cronin's trading ability or how you view Joe Cronin, the general manager, operating for the Trailblazers?
I think he's done pretty good. I think, you know, he showed really good resolve not giving in to Miami last year and taking what was ultimately would have been a way worse package. Now, I know there's a lot of people who feel like, well, you know, he should have had something else lined up for Drew Holiday, but I think that's more people chirping because they're mad, you know, where he landed or that they didn't get him themselves. So I think that part of it is, you know, I think he did a really nice job there trying to just balance that, especially considering by the time those trades all came together. It was so late in the year, you didn't have, like, dumping grounds for salary. You didn't have a bunch of places you could send other guys that maybe you would have rather have not had. Now, the work continues. I think the Brogdon for Avdija trade, I know some people balked at it was two draft picks. The way I look at that is it was one draft pick for Avdija, who's a good player on a great contract, and one draft pick to get off Brogdon. I don't really mind, you know, the value there. I think they did just fine. So I think that was a really good move. But now it's, all right, what's next? Because if we're still having this conversation post-trade deadline of all these same guys are still on the same team, to me that was a failure. Barring, man, this team came together all of a sudden. They look great, and they're pushing for a play-in spot or a playoff spot. Then, you know, I'll eat those words. But as it stands right now, you know, the work continues. They're just an incomplete for me.
I will let you know, just because you do a national thing, you do a great job. If they are pushing for play-in, people will be – pitchforks will be out here.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, that is not the direction that people want for this team. I'll get you out of
here.
Yeah, we'll get you out of here on this one, Keith. Ant Simons. He seems logical. He said at the end of the season at his presser that he wants to compete and win now. It's clearly not where they're at as an organization. It's pretty loud here that that's like a move eventually going to happen. Orlando, largely the team we tie to him because he's from there. They kind of are looking for what he is. If you took Orlando out, are there other places that would make sense in the Anthony Simons category?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely other places, because when you can shoot and score the way he can, you're always going to find a team that's interested. And it may be a spot where, you know, hey, his best role is a scoring combo guard off the bench on a really good team, and that's fine. You know, that we've seen, I always go back to guys like Jamal Crawford, Lou Williams made, you know, two-decade-long careers out of that being their role. Jordan Clarkson's now headed down that path. There's nothing wrong with that, even if I think he would want to be more. The Magic connection, I think, kind of went a little bit away when they signed Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, because now they're sitting here, they have five guards that they really like in Orlando. Maybe one or two of them could get moved in a trade for Anthony Simons, but you know, we'll see. And I personally would love to see him come home here to Orlando. That's where I'm based out of. So to go back to your previous thing, I get it that Blazers fans are dreaming Cooper Flagg and others, and I've seen him play a lot at Montverde Academy, so I'd be dreaming about it too. So I fully get that. But yeah, with Anthony Simons, I mean, he's a really nice player. His contract's not bad, and I get where he's coming from. He's now midway through his second contract in the NBA, and I think he's looking at it saying, yeah, I don't want to be, you know, kind of saying, all right, we're going to compete, but it's going to be, you know, 2 or 3 years before we get there. I think he's looking at it saying, nah, I want to compete right now, because he knows if I'm just a pretty good player on a bad team, that third contract's probably not going to be what he wants it to be.
How often do people say spot track versus spo track? Because I used to be a spot track guy, but then I'd see the way it's put, and I'm always like, I'm spo track now. I used to be spot track, now I'm spo track.
You got to go back to the other way. It's spot track.
Yeah.
You were right before. Yeah. So it's spot track. If I had a dollar every time I get asked that, I wouldn't need to work there anymore because I'd be independently wealthy.
Well, you do a great job, man. I enjoy the show. The Front Office Show with Keith Smith on Twitter at Keith Smith MBA. Give him a follow, covering the NBA for Spot Track and the Front Office Show. Keith, we always appreciate the time catching up with you out here in Portland. Thanks for hopping on with us, and we'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man.
Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.